We're reading from the writings of Rabash, Article Purpose of Society 2. Since man is created with a kli called self-love, where one does not see that an act will yield self-benefit, one has no motivation to make even the slightest motion. And without annulling self-love, it is impossible to achieve dvikut, adhesion, with a creator, meaning equivalence of form. And since it is against our nature, we need a society that will form a great force so we can work together on annulling the will to receive called evil, as it hinders the achievement of the goal for which man was created. For this reason, society must consist of individuals who unanimously agree that they must achieve it. Then all the individuals become one great force that can fight against itself, since everyone is integrated in everyone else. Thus, each person is founded on a great desire to achieve the goal. To be integrated in one another, each person should annul himself before the others. This is done by each seeing the friend's merits and not their faults. But one who thinks that he is a little higher than his friends can no longer unite with them. Also, it is important to remain serious during the assembly so as not to lose the intention, as it is for that aim they have gathered, and to walk humbly, which is a great thing, one should be accustomed to appear as though one is not serious. But in truth, a fire burns in their hearts. Yet to small people, during the assembly, one should be weary of following words and deeds that do not yield the goal of the gathering, that thus they should achieve dvikut, adhesion, with a creator. And concerning adhesion, see the essay Matan Torah. But when one is not with one's friends, it is best to show nothing of the intent in one's heart and appear to be like everyone else. This is the meaning of walk humbly with the Lord your God. While there are higher interpretations of that, the simple explanation is also a great thing. Hence, it is good that there will be equality among the friends who unite, so one can be annulled before the other. And there should be careful watch in the society, disallowing frivolity, since frivolity ruins everything. But as we have said above, this should be an internal matter. But when there is someone who is not from the society, no seriousness should be shown, but to equalize with the person who has just come in. In other words, avoid speaking of serious matters, but only of things that suit the one who has just entered, who is called an uninvited guest.
I don't see questions. Let us read again.
Again, purpose of society too. Since man is created with a kli called self-love, where one does not see that an act will yield self-benefit, one has no motivation to make even the slightest motion. And without annulling self-love, it is impossible to achieve dvekut, adhesion, with a creator, meaning equivalence of form. And since it is against our nature, we need a society that will form a great force so we can work together on annulling the will to receive called evil, as it hinders the achievement of the goal for which man was created. For this reason, society must consist of individuals who unanimously agree that they must achieve it. Then all the individuals become one great force that can fight against itself, since everyone is integrated in everyone else. Thus, each person is founded on a great desire to achieve the goal. To be integrated in one another, each person should annul himself before the others. This is done by each seeing the friend's merits and not their faults. But one who thinks that he is a little higher than his friends can no longer unite with them. Also, it is important to remain serious during the assembly so as not to lose the intention, as it is for this aim that they have gathered. And to walk humbly, which is a great thing, one should be accustomed to appear as though one is not serious. But in truth, a fire burns in their hearts. Yet, to small people, during the assembly, one should be weary of following words and deeds that do not yield the goal of the gathering, that thus they should achieve dvekut with the Creator. And concerning dvekut, see the essay Matan Torah. But when one is not with one's friends, it is best to show nothing of the intent in one's heart and appear to be like everyone else. This is the meaning of walk humbly with the Lord your God. While there are higher interpretations of that, the simple explanation is also a great thing. Hence, it is good that there will be equality among the friends who unite, so one can be annulled before the other. And there should be careful watch in the society, disallowing frivolity, since frivolity ruins everything. But as we have said above, this should be an internal matter. But when there is someone who is not from this society, no seriousness should be shown. But to equalize with the person who has just come in. In other words, avoid speaking of serious matters, but only of things that suit the one who has just entered, who is called an uninvited guest.
טוב, אז יש לנו ככה, הרבה שאלות, זה טוב.
All right, so we have a bunch of questions. Good, that's good. Let's start from Hebrew 10, quickly and shortly.
Rav, this point that he talks about those who are external, is this something that hasn't changed in our time for dissemination?
We'll talk about it. Next, PT 12.
טוב, לא, נו.
What does it mean to be serious, to not exit the intention?
Guys, I can't hear you. You're using such microphones that I just can't hear. P12. PT21.
Rabash writes that each one needs to annul himself towards the others. This is by each one seeing the benefit of the friends and not his downsides. How can we constantly see the good things in the friends, like
you're looking at your baby. You have a baby, you love him, you see only advantages, and even if there are disadvantages, you don't want to see them, you don't highlight them.
We make an effort and still
Kazakhstan. Kazakhstan. Yeah.
When a great mutual force is created, how is this practically formed?
I didn't understand the question. Again, say it again.
It's written that from all the individuals, a great force is formed that helps one fight against itself. How do we use this force in the ten?
You take this one force that you can overcome, and then you try. You keep trying. What's the question? I don't understand the question.
Florida.
Don't understand the question. Florida.
Yes, thank you, Rav. What does he mean here when he says to think that you're higher than your friends? You can't connect, you can't unite with them. What's thinking you're higher than your friends?
If you are higher, then you cannot be included of their deficiencies. In order to be included of their deficiencies, you need to be on the height of those deficiencies, meaning lower than what you are, to make yourself small. And okay, who are we going to choose? Moscow 2. Last ones.
Moscow 2.
We have Moscow 4 too.
Почему используется трактовка, чтобы отменить желание получать, а не подняться над ним, не хитро как-то использовать его?
Why are we talking about canceling the will to receive?
We're talking about the force of reception, but after we make a tzimtzum, a restriction. And that is why we first of all annul this force of reception. And moving on to intro. I'm sorry you have many questions. I hope that you'll read this article, and for tomorrow we'll already know how to talk about it. We'll start tomorrow's lesson with this. And now, info.
Yes, we are asking everyone's attention. We have an important announcement from the preparation team. Towards our August 15 Congress, with all of the teams and the leaders of the languages, we decided that we want to do a poll, a survey with regards to the schedule, the timetable of the Congress. So you're going to get a link. They're showing it to us now. After you'll get this link, you'll see these four options for languages. So let's take English as an example. Let's say I want to do the survey in English, and now I'll just do a quick demonstration, because the reason we're asking about it is we're seeing that if we do the Congress starting from early morning Saturday to evening hours on Saturday Israel time, is still very uncomfortable to our friends in America, South and North America. It means they have to be awake at night. So we wanted to present two options. One is a shorter option of three lessons, one after the other. So we'll finish at 1 p.m. Israel time. And The longer option starts at the same time, 3:30 a.m. Israel time. It ends later at 6 p.m., but there is a four-hour break. So that enables our friends in America to go and take a rest for 4 hours and then come back. So these are the two options. We're also asking you to tell us where you are in the world, because we want to understand people's preference based on their location. And also, at the end of the survey, please tell us what is the name you prefer for the Congress, or maybe suggest your own name, if you're creative like that. So again, the survey is simple. Just tell us whether you prefer the shorter or longer schedule, and then tell us your, give us your input about the name of the Congress. And for any suggestion, again, you can contact boardworldcli at gmail.com. So, there was a question whether the survey is for both men and women. The answer is yes. Both men and women, please respond. All right, we'll continue to the schedule. Today's schedule, 10:30 a.m. Israel time until 11:30. We have the writers' meeting with Rav. Then from 11:30, there is a new live series with Oren and Rav. Then from 12:45, we have a special conversation. I'll just say a few words about it. Rav Lightman will meet for an honest conversation with Musa Hassan. He is a Vienna-based researcher from the University of Vienna. He's also the founder for the organization called DRAD, which is against radicalization and in promoting dialogue. And it's going to be probably a fascinating conversation. It will be hosted by Leo Spiegler, and that will be until 1:30 p.m. Israel time. And at the evening, we'll have a lesson by the friends, 6 p.m. Israel time. That's it for today. See you soon. Lie, lie.